What word are you calling for?
Innocent toys, I suppose.
All right, a few verbs here. If I have something that you need right now, you might say, give me that.
Give me that.
But I already
gave it.
He has
given.
Okay. If you go into a movie, you might call the theater and ask, well, when does the show
begin or start?
Okay. You might say, well, it's already
started. It has begun.
As a matter of fact, it
began.
Since we're going with start there, it went, it blanked 5 minutes ago.
Started.
Okay. If you want to get somewhere in a hurry, you might not just walk, but you begin to
run.
Yeah. He was so excited that he went all the way home.
Ran.
Okay. They have
run.
Okay. And if you want to know a person's whereabouts, you might say, well, where does he blank from?
Where does he come from?
Okay. And you might say, so-and-so blank in on the train last night.
Came in.
Okay. They have
come.
Okay. And with your eyes, you say you
see.
Okay. Have you
seen?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I
saw.
Yesterday. All right. And another verb, talking about unusual things that somebody's able to perform, you might say, can you really blank that? All right.
Play that? Oh, what?
Can you really blank that?
Say that whole thing again. I lost
you. Okay, any sort of activity that a person is able to.
Okay, do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Can you do that? All right. You might say, yes, I've.
I've done it.
Plenty of times. Okay. He
did it.
Okay. Say if the highway department is working on a road and they have their jackhammers out, you know. Somebody might say, well, you can't get through there because they have all their equipment out there and the road's all
blocked.
Okay, they've been
torn up.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. If somebody gives a person, say a girl, a press, a bracelet, and she's just sitting there looking at it, you might say, well, don't just look at it, go ahead and
open it or put it on. Put it on.
Okay. If somebody asks you, what's new, you might say, oh.
Nothing much.
Okay. You might say, well, surely there must be.
Something.
Okay. Talking about very unusual things that you've been told about, you might say, in reacting to it, why, I never heard of blank things.
Of such things.
Okay. And if somebody asks you how long you've lived in Anniston area, might say, why I've blank lived here.
I've always lived here.
Okay. And talking about a person who got thrown from a horse, you might say, well, he got thrown once and he's been afraid of horses ever
since.
Okay. And if a boy threw a ball through a plate glass window, you might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
Intentionally or on purpose.
Okay. And a few more verbs. If I want to know something, to get some information from somebody, I might go to somebody and he might say, I'm not going to be able to help you. You'll have to go blanking.
Go ask him.
So I went and
asked.
I had him.
Asked.
Okay. And if boys get irritated with each other, they might begin to
fight, scuffle.
All right, they blank all day long.
Fought.
Okay, they have
fought
plenty of times. Okay, you take a knife and accidentally do that yourself, you say you get what?
Stabbed.
Okay. You have names for knives with big blades?
No. Oh, machete. Oh, is that a knife?
What about something you use in the kitchen?
A butcher knife.
I say if you walk into your classroom and somebody's, and there are some funny looking pictures on the board, you might turn around and say, okay, who
did?